Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast Spiritual Sense. I'm here with Brother Michael and me, of course. Yay, welcome Brother Michael.
Hello.
Welcome to me too. And today we will be talking about Yoga Nidra. Know anything about Yoga Nidra, Brother Michael?
Not really, no, very, very, very little. But I do know people like it. And I do know that it has something to do with relaxation. But other than that, I am somewhat clueless.
Okay.
So what is it all about? And how did you get into this?
Yoga Nidra. Okay. Yoga Nidra. Yoga, of course, is yoga. Yoga Nidra is in Sanskrit and in Telugu and in many of the Indian languages. Nidra means sleep. And so, but it's not exactly sleep, it's yogic sleep, which is different. It's kind of like a, you know, like a yogic rest, right? You're resting the body differently. And so, why did I get into it? Let's get into why did I get into it. So, I was on this healing retreat in India, and we would do yoga in the morning. You know, the asanas. And then right after that, one of the instructors, senior instructors, would come. The first day he came and he started doing Yoga Nidra. And it was such an interesting feeling because when he started doing Yoga Nidra, it's a particular kind of visualization you do in a sequence. There's about 7 or 8 steps, and we can go through all of the steps today. So there's 7 or 8 steps, and he was going through all of the steps, and I was relaxed. And for the first time in my life, I felt my body was resting and my mind was awake. It was weird, right? Like you feel the body totally relaxed, but the mind is alert. It's not anxious, it's not in your, it was just alert, right? And so, and then after 2-3 days of Yoga Nidra, like that, every morning we would do yoga and then the Yoga Nidra. After 2-3 days of Yoga Nidra, I found that my body was really relaxing. It was really relaxing. And I realized later that my sleep was getting better. And so I've had sleep problems for a very long time, right? Very long time. And so what I did was I relearned Yoga Nidra recently. Okay, not those 10 days I was there and I was doing Yoga Nidra, but I relearned Yoga Nidra and I judiciously did it more recently. And I felt it really, really helped. It helped with my sleep problems. It helped with my rest, it helped with the nervous system. Because many times people feel that sleep is the only way to rest, but that's not true, right? And so what happens is even many times you sleep and you wake up tired because you're not getting rest. Right? So Yoga Nidra is really all about getting rest. It's resting your nervous system, resting your brain, resting your mind. It's rest. And so that's what Yoga Nidra is about. You're resting. And what else I have found is recently, actually maybe a year ago, that there is a lot of research done on non-sleep deep rest where people feel that the only time they need to rest is when they go to bed, like just become unconscious, right? But that's not the only time. There is something called non-sleep deep rest. Non-sleep deep rest is very, very, very important in our lives. So meditation is non-sleep deep rest, where you are just sitting and relaxing the mind and thinking, you know, a few things and becoming coming into awareness of a few things. That's non-sleep deep rest, right? Yoga Nidra is another aspect of non-sleep deep rest. Not just meditation, but Yoga Nidra is an aspect of non-sleep deep rest. And why is it so important? So let's say my personal experience, I'm sharing everything I from my own personal experience and what really worked for me. So let's say I'm having problems sleeping at night. It's not just because of something that's happening at night. It is because during the day, I've not had wakeful rest or non-sleep deep rest during the day. And so most of us think these days, because now apparently 2/3 of Americans feel, you know, people in the world, I was looking at stats in the US, feel that they are not getting enough sleep. So that's a major problem. Why are people feeling that they're not getting enough sleep? Right? Because when we say downtime, we think it's doom scrolling or watching a movie or watching TV or going to bed while watching something or going to bed while listening to something. So what's happening is I'm never really resting the nervous system. It's going, 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 going. And many people complain about this. Even in the Brahma Kumaris, I've noticed many people complain about this, is when they sit down to meditate, they fall asleep. And the reason why, when you sit down to meditate, you're falling asleep is because you're not having non-sleep deep rest, right? Because the only time you're signaling the body that it's okay is when the nervous system is relaxed is, oh, it needs to sleep now, right? And so it's a signal to the brain you're giving, which is not healthy. And so we have to have periods in the day where we do non-sleep deep rest. 2-3 times during the day, we take time off and do non-sleep deep rest. It could either be meditation or it could be Yoga Nidra, which we are talking about today.
Yay. So why do we need non-sleep deep rest?
Because it helps you sleep better at night, right? The whole point, if you want to sleep naturally, because I've tried a lot of things for sleep, right? If you want to sleep naturally, this is sleep naturally, then Yoga Nidra is very important because your rest at night becomes really fabulous. And also, if you're a creative person or if you're a busy person, you're constantly creating things, right? You're constantly thinking, you're constantly doing all of those things, and you need to give a signal to unplug, right? You have to unplug. Anytime you have to unplug. And so this is a way of unplugging. It's like, just like meditation is a way of unplugging, this is another way of unplugging. You just unplug. So you are able to rest when you actually go to bed, that you're able to rest. So people feel, right, 10 o'clock rolls around, I'm having problems sleeping. Oh, let me go to a meditation app or let me listen to a sleep meditation. And it might work sometimes, might not work sometimes. But we are only treating the symptom at that point.
Right.
If you want to treat your sleep problem holistically, then you have to start during the day of having Yoga Nidra, non-sleep, deep rest.
Yay. Well, this is wonderful. So I'm sure everyone's wondering, how do you do it then? Like, how does this work? How hard is it? How easy is it? What does it take?
It's very easy.
Oh, that's good.
It's very easy. And the other thing I want to share is, of all of the methodologies I've tried for sleeping, Yoga Nidra works the best. And it works the fastest also. And so Yoga Nidra has about 7 or 8 elements, depending. Classical Yoga Nidra has that many elements. I do my own version with minus a few elements. So the classical Yoga Nidra...
You've got it down to the essence. So you're going to give us the proper version, right? And then the shorter version, because everyone, realistically...
I'll tell you all of it, right? So the steps, right? The first step would be sankalpa, which is intention. And second, so you set an intention. Second step would be breath, like you do a natural breath. Third step would be paradoxical states. Fourth step would be pratyahara. Actually, you can do three
or four
as pratyahara.
You're going to explain what these mean in a minute, are you?
Yes. I'm not just going to say, hey, pratyahara. No, you pratyahara is...
paradoxical states. Oh, yeah, we all know what that means to me. So, yeah, so you're going to just tell us the essence and then we're going to get into details. All right.
Okay, pratyahara is bringing the senses inward. So that's pratyahara. So sankalpa, which is intention, breath, pratyahara, paradoxical states, body scan. And body scan is really interesting, right? Body scan is... and this is backed by neuroscience research, is when you bring attention to a body part. So let's say sometimes I go into really details in body scan, right? I'll say, think about your wrist. Think about the space between, you know, the wrist and that space there. Or think about, think about your eyes and think about the under eyes or something, right? So even though it feels detailed and it feels random sometimes, when you do body scan and when you do your attention, and there is an optimal way you can do a body scan, where to start and where to finish and all of that, is attention itself is medicine. So you increase blood flow to the area and you're almost like the body scan really is like giving your nervous system a massage. Mm. So you lay down, you know, however you're comfortable, or you sit down if that you can't lay down, and you start scanning your body from here, from the top of your head to the tip of your toe. And when you do that, when you do that properly, you really just giving attention, right? Let's say you're focusing on the forehead now, you're focusing on your eyebrows, you're focusing on your cheeks, you're focusing on the muscles around your mouth like that, right? So when you do that through the whole body, you are massaging your nervous system. So that's another very important element of Yoga Nidra is body scan. Another important element, sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't do it, it's called depth layering. And depth layering is you go into the organs. Like you say, okay, now liver, right? And relax the liver, now pancreas, relax the pancreas, heart, relax the heart, like that, right? Now tissues, now relax your tissues, now relax your muscles, now relax your bones, right? The bones, like surrender your bones to gravity, they're just melting away, like that, right? You keep doing that, and you will see by the end of it how much your nervous system gets a massage, and it's a reset. And so that's depth layering. Sometimes you can do it. It depends on how much time you have. You don't need to do it.
So that's another... So you do sequence of these things one after the other? Is that how it works?
Yes, you do sequence of these things one after the other. And I'll go into one by one in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is visualization. So after you do all of this, right, you can pick your own sankalpa. And many times, let's say if it's a quick yoga nidra, I will pick sankalpa for you, or intention, or you can decide, right? Let's say, give me an intention that for you, right? So let's say your intention is to get work done with ease and grace and silence and slow and steady, right? And so the intention has to be always in the present tense as if it's already happening. Always.
Yeah.
When you pick your intention, it always has to be in Yoga Nidra or in anywhere, but in Yoga Nidra especially, it has to be in the present tense and that it's already happening. And now let's say you pick that intention, right? Now let's get to one of the aspects of Yoga Nidra is visualization. And so after you have relaxed your body, after you have relaxed your mind, you have to relax everything, now you visualize an aspect of your intention. Actually, it's like it's already happening. And so let's say abundance, right? You can do Yoga Nidra for abundance. Let's say abundance. Abundance really is a psychological problem, right? We think it's a physical problem, but not necessarily. Many times we block it because we feel we are not worthy, or we don't know what to do, or, you know, there's so many like psychological blocks that are happening many times, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, it's an inner game first.
It's an inner game. So Yoga Nidra can be used for abundance. And what you would do is in that segment, right? I said there are 7 or 8 segments. In that segment where you do the visualization, you don't visualize, oh, I have all the money in the world. No, you visualize, like I recently wrote a track on abundance. So what you visualize is, for me, the visualization was I'm in a garden. And the garden had plenty, abundant fruit, whatever I need. Like right there was good relationships, right there was enough wealth, right there was, whatever else I need. You know, all of this is right there. And I go and I allow myself to pluck of these things in the garden and eat and, you know, take them in, digest them, take them in. And so that kind of visualization, so what you're doing is if you do all of these things and you do visualization, you are more likely to address the psychological issues and you ready not only the body for what needs to happen in your life, but you also ready your mind, you're ready your brain, you're ready everything, your environment, everything around you to attract what needs to happen in your life.
Sounds great.
And of course it comes with caveats, right? Any of these things. I wouldn't encourage to do Yoga Nidra just for abundance or just for one thing. But to really to do for wakeful rest, that to rest your body during the day instead of scrolling or instead of looking at YouTube or social media or Instagram or TikTok, that you do this because you are really setting yourself up for success when you do this.
Yeah. So is that all the steps and or then, is there other steps?
No, that's it. Preparation. Did I miss anything? I think so. And then closing. Okay. Then there's a closing. In the closing, sometimes you bring your attention, your sankalpa or your intention back. So let's talk about intention.
So should we go through step by step? So someone wants to go through the whole thing.
Yeah, if you want to go step by step, listen to all my tracks on Yoga
there
Nidra.
Yeah. No, that's great. So why don't you give us the essence of it, and then we can put links to your tracks so that people can actually listen to them. Because, I mean, realistically, it's going to take a long time to go through every single thing in detail, isn't it? But you're giving
Because some of my tracks are like 40 minutes, 30 minutes.
We haven't got 6 hours to do this right here. So what's the key things someone can take away so they can use this other than listening to your tracks?
Okay, so the first thing is intention. Mm-hmm. Every time you sit down for Yoga Nidra, you need to have an intention. It can be an intention as simple as my body is resting naturally.
Can you do it lying down
as well?
That's a very
good intention.
Or do you have to be sitting down?
Yeah, no, I always do it lying down, but you can do it sitting down. Because sometimes, let's say you're on a plane, you can't do it lying
But it's good
down. You
for
have to
lying
do it
down
sitting
then.
down.
So it's a very, so it's basically someone would do this instead of watching a movie or scrolling or random stuff, watching the news or whatever. They can decide to do this instead, which is probably a thousand times
Absolutely.
more useful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. So first is some intention, right? You pick your intention for that session, or you can pick an intention you have for, for your general day, you can pick an intention, right? Or your life, or this month, or whatever it is, right? Or you have one intention you want to keep driving into your head, pick that intention, because it really comes in handy, because it goes into your subconscious, the intention. So that's the intention first, and then you prepare, right? And just remember, at any time you're uncomfortable, you don't want to do it, you can just, the way to come out of yoga nidra is you open your eyes and see three things, you touch two things, and then you hear one thing like that, right? You bring your senses back here. But so that's like safety. If you ever feel, oh, I don't want to do this or something, that's safety. But let's go back to yoga nidra. So sankalpa, intention, very important. The next one is pratyahara, which is the breath. I'm sorry, not the breath, the senses. You bring your senses inward. So you say, you take all your senses, let's say touch, right? You feel the surface you're sitting in, you feel the clothes on your body, and then you come inside. And here, you hear everything around you, you feel the waves, the sound waves going around you, then you come inside. Eyes, you can close your eyes, and you can say, you can open your eyes, see some things, close your eyes, and also see, what's behind the lids, like that, right? And then eventually you gather all the senses and you say, it's all coming inward, inward. And for us, I always say, I always feel that it's coming and I'm concentrating it on me being a conscious light. From all the senses, conscious light, right? You're gathering the senses inward. And then you do the breath work, that the breath is. So the breath can happen anytime. It can happen in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. But I do breath a lot, like, naturally breathing in and out, naturally breathing. And while many times also I count, like I count, look at 10, release, 9, deeper release, 8, more, even more release, 7, relax, like that, right? I'm breathing and exhaling, inhaling, and releasing. That really helps. And then body scan. And we went through the body scan, right? It's so, in the body scan, what happens is you start from here and you go in through all the areas of your head. If you don't have time, you can just do your whole head at one time. Then you go to your neck, and then you see right here, this area, right? Sometimes we hold a lot of tension here, we hold a lot of tension here, we hold a lot of tension in our jaws, and so we have to release those and really surrender those to gravity while we are doing scans. If you notice you're holding tension anywhere. And then I also go through the chakras. First the crown chakra, then this chakra, then the throat chakra, then the heart chakra, and see, just massage the heart chakra with my mind, and then release it and let it relax, then come into the solar plexus, like that, the belly, the thighs, the feet, the calves, the toes, the big toe, the small toe, whatever else. You can do as detailed as you want, or you can. And just remember in body scan, attention itself is medicine. When you give your body attention like this, right, you are massaging your nervous system. You totally get relaxed.
Great, it's beautiful. So just thinking about the different areas is healing for the body, step by step, from
yes.
the head all the way down the body.
Yes.
Just sending
right.
it love and just letting
right.
it go and just moving through the whole system.
Yeah. And what happens is we are in a body and people are obsessed with certain parts of the body, right? People are obsessed with how their face looks, they have enough Botox, whatever they're obsessed with. But the whole body is actually supporting us and we totally ignore the whole body. How many times in the past, let's say, 1 week, have you really thought about your organs? Give thanks. Even simple, give thanks to the organs. Like see them, feel them, notice them, send them healing energy and give thanks.
That's beautiful.
So that is important in itself, instead of looking at scrolling to whatever, right? And so that's depth layering, actually, where you are not just looking at the hands, the feet, the whatever, but your skin, the tissues, the muscles, the bones, the bone marrow, the organs, all of those. Those things also really help.
It sounds very relaxing already, just hearing about it. Yeah.
Okay, now we can talk about paradoxical states.
Paradoxical states.
My favorite paradoxical states. I don't know if you've noticed, I'm sure you never noticed this, I'm a really head person. I can think.
Really?
Really logical.
I've never noticed that.
You
never
noticed
it,
did you?
Never mentioned it, never said anything.
Never noticed. Okay. For anyone who's too much here and too much just eyes are being used, you overuse your eyes or overuse your ears, you know, you're just constantly listening to music or just constantly seeing something, or you're just like right here, right? Paradoxical states is for you. Because paradoxical states, or you're in your head, you're constantly thinking, paradoxical states are for you. Paradoxical states are when you are holding two opposing things at the same time. So I'll give you a very simple paradoxical state. So we use this a lot, especially for sleep. So let's say now I want you to feel your body heavy. Just heavy. It's so heavy, it's melting into the surface you're sitting in. It's so heavy. It's so heavy, you can hardly move. Now I want you to feel your body light. It's light, it's floating, light as a feather, floating around. Light, light, light. It's just light. Now, I want you to feel your body heavy and light at the same time. So heavy and light at the same time. Bring both of them into balance. And with paradoxical states, you don't think too much. Right? You feel how much ever you can feel. There's no right or wrong way to do it. And you would be surprised. You are capable of doing a lot more than you think you are. And so what happens is now you're feeling heavy and light at the same time. So these are paradoxes, right? There's one's heavy and there's one's light. It's not just heavy or it's not light. You're feeling both at the same time. And that scrambles the overthinking mind. And it's very useful for sleep. That scrambling, because the mind is racing, you need to keep scrambling it. So if you are having lots of problems sleeping, do three or four paradoxical states. Heavy and light could be one. Another thing which I do a lot lately is this. I see my awareness expand to the body, expand to the room, expand to the sky and beyond, right? It's so expansive. Now I see my awareness contract into a tiny point of light, tinier than an atom, into a tiny point of light. That is me. And now I'm seeing myself as a tiny point of light, having an awareness of the whole universe. Seeing myself as a tiny point of light, having awareness of the whole universe. So that's a paradoxical state.
That's so a very good one.
You can do several paradoxical states like that. There's another one which is very good. If you believe in a higher power, this is a really good one. Is I'm an individual soul, and now I am merged in love with the higher power, with the divine source. Individual soul, merged in love. Individual soul, merged in love. That's a nice paradoxical state. So you need to scramble your mind, right? You need to scramble it. Otherwise it just goes thinking. Once you start scrambling your mind, it's very useful. You feel rested because your analytical mind needs to calm down, because this is not something you can logically think through, right? You can hold both things at the same time, and you'd be shocked how many things you can hold at the same time. So you're bypassing
just
that.
Just choose something that doesn't irritate you, isn't it? Because it can have the effect of being irritated, can't it? If you think, like, do you know what I mean?
No, it can only be feeling irritated if you feel it needs to be done a certain way. Just do as much as you can, right?
Yeah.
Don't think too much. Just do as much as you can. Just do whatever you can. And let whatever else you can't do, just let it go.
That's right. Yeah, I'm just aware, you know, some of these things, if the mind starts to try and figure it out, it's going to lead to conflict, isn't it? So you have to pick.
No, but you don't figure, this is what is, you cannot
you
figure out paradoxes.
You have to pick something where you don't have that result, you know. I think like all these practices, you only know what's going to happen when you try it, and then you can adapt it a little bit for your own personal preferences to get it just. But I think it's a great, I really like, especially the one, those spiritual ones are very powerful. I practice those. Very powerful. So what's after the paradoxical states, or is that enough? Like, so someone can do like one or two of these, or they can do as many as they want. How does that work?
The paradoxical states, you mean? They can just do one, depending on how much time you have. Just the heavy and light. The body is feeling heavy, now the body is light. There can't be any conflict about that, can there?
I'm just saying these. When somebody preempts any possible issues, then they don't have them when it comes down to it. You see, because a lot of people can't handle paradoxes very well. So
it's actually
mind a sign
is thinking
of,
too much.
It's a sign of spiritual maturity to be able to be comfortable with a paradox, actually. But anyway, so someone can do as much or a little of these different. So they could do the whole thing, or they could
You can skip the paradox if you want. But to really, if let's say your yoga nidra is about sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really want to sleep well, then you need to master some of these things, right? Because these are the ones that's going to really help you sleep. These are the ones that are going to help you rest. Properly rest during the day so you can sleep well at night, right? Otherwise you can just go back to your meditation apps or sleep medications or whatever it is that you're doing and then not get enough rest. That's an option. But if you really want to learn something, then these are the things you have to learn to make it possible for the body to rest, for the mind
great.
To rest.
Beautiful.
So the other thing that so paradoxical states and then the visualization, right? So let's say by this time, if you're awake still.
I listened to your meditation and I actually fell asleep after the body scan, so I don't think I ever got to this point in the practice.
Right. So if you are awake, there are several things that happen, right? I want to talk to you about the several things that happen. Let's say you're awake, then you can do visualization, right? Because you can use yoga nidra for abundance, for good health, for racing mind, for better relationships, whatever it is, you can use it because this is the time when the mind and the body, the soul is very receptive. And you can use it for abundance, which is actually an underrated way, I feel, of yoga nidra. You can use it for abundance because then you are directly giving messages to your subconscious mind.
That's great. So you can relax and you can also start attracting wealth at the same time.
Absolutely. So what I've noticed is, let's say you do a track, any yoga nidra track, or my track, right? Like I use a lot of spiritual elements in my tracks. That's the difference between classical yoga nidra and mine, is I use a lot of spiritual elements.
Streams are the best. Let's not mess with that beat around the bush
Thank
here.
you. Is what happens is you have like let's say the first time you're doing a track, let's say even abundance, right? First time you're doing an abundance yoga nidra track, you're not going to see as much benefit. The more you do it, the more you see the benefit because the neural pathways that you're creating gets created. A pathway gets created, and the more you repeat it, the faster you come into that state. It's especially for sleep, right? Before, I would have to listen to my tracks, like the whole track, and then I'll fall asleep. But now, 5, 10 minutes, I'm out. I don't even know what's going on after that. I'm totally out.
What a joy.
Because you're training the neural pathways to follow a certain thing and rest. So the most important thing I want people to get from this is think of non-sleep deep rest. Your life is incomplete without. Can you live your life without sleep? No, you can't. But in the last 20 years, life has become so fast-paced, so much social media, so much stimulation, so much streaming, so much of everything that we are not getting enough non-sleep deep rest.
It's true. It's not a good life to be constantly stressed and constantly anxious and constantly thinking about random things. So the really that sounds like the best thing someone could do, in all fairness, is listen to your meditations, because then they get the proper experience. Then once they've done that a few times, they could figure it out on their own. But you need to go into the experience more deeply first. So we're going to have a link to everything that they can listen to, all your links.
They're mostly on Insight
Whatever holds.
Timer, and I haven't had a chance to put them on Release Your Wings yet, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll put them somewhere.
Eventually, they'll all happen.
Yeah, they're being released step by step. So
Step by
this is great.
step.
I'm really inspired to do it myself. I mean, I'd listen to one of them, but I do some of these anyway. But to do them back to back. So how long would it take if someone wanted a short session, what would that look like? And if they wanted to do a long session, what would
Okay,
that look
one of
like?
my shortest sessions is about 8 minutes. One is about 12
Okay.
minutes. One is about
Nice.
40 minutes. One is 30 minutes. So it depends, right? Like you
So good.
eliminate some of the, like let's say depth layering, you would get rid of it if it needs a short one. You
Yeah.
just have a few minutes. You can do micro. I recently finished doing a course on Insight Timer on Yoga Nidra. And in that, I tell them to write down in the end, like the last lesson is about a micro Yoga Nidra.
Mm.
You write it down, you learn the steps, and then you do a micro Yoga Nidra. You can do a micro. But first you listen to a few tracks and then you write down your micro Yoga Nidra, and then you can do it anywhere, anytime.
Yeah. So learn how it works properly first, and then you can kind of chop it back and do your own version as needed once you know how it works.
Right.
Well, this is wonderful. Is there any other key things you want to add to this?
No, just remember, right, when you were talking about people not liking paradoxical states or anything, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's say you come to a track and you're not liking the paradoxical states, just open your eyes, look around, and then when that part is over, then come back into the track.
I'm sure most people will like. I just mentioned it because sometimes if the mind starts being neurotic about, oh, but it's like this, but it's like that. Most of the time when people are meditating, they kind of just go with it and don't think about that sort of stuff. But that's a good point. If anything rubs you the wrong way, then just take a few breaths, don't worry about it, and carry on, and it'll all be fine. You know. But most of the time, it isn't going to have any effect like that anyway, and probably people will fall asleep after 10 minutes. So only your subconscious is going to hear it anyway.
That's the thing, right? You can really rest. You feel deeply rested. And there has been research. Studies suggest, right? Research is suggesting that Yoga Nidra can give you as much, like a half an hour, Yoga Nidra can give you as much rest as, let's say, hours of sleep.
Wow.
If you do it properly, it has high potential.
Yeah, everyone needs rest. So this is top priority, it really is. Because if we don't have rest, our organs don't get healed and we can't relax properly and we can't sleep and we can't think properly. So everything's based on rest, really.
All right, so let's have a blessing for today. Today's God's blessing for you. Flexibility. Your courage and strength have brought you to a place of ease. You know how to surrender what no longer serves you, balancing gracefully. With mastery, you've embraced life's divine rhythm and found peace in the ebbs and flows. Thank you for being here. Om Shanti.